BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's here, Chris here, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on, Chris?
I've just heard from my little cousin that they listen to this show on a Tuesday and Thursday in their homework club. Like, their teachers allowed it.
Yes, to homework club.
So they stay and do their homework club, but the deal is they get to listen to this show. That's all right, isn't it?
What, while doing the homework?
Yeah.
That would be a slight distraction for me, but
is
I quite like it.
Is that only because you're on it?
Oh, potentially, it's just a bit of promotion from my cousin, but that's all fine, isn't it?
No, I like it when your family tries to promote you. My dad does it all the time. It's really sweet. It's like, Dad, I've been on for ages. It's fine. Don't you fly the flag.
You can never say no to more listeners.
Totally. But some of them, like some of my dad's friends, are you know, getting on a bit. And it's like, yeah, they like some of the chat, but they don't like the music. It's like, no, Dad, they're not supposed to. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, some of the chat's good. Sometimes you talk rubbish, and the music's awful. Yeah, because, Dad, your friends are 60. They're not supposed to like it. So what's going to happen when we move shows 1 till 4 next week?
This is what they're having the debate about, is they've petition the teacher saying, can they have the show on the whole time in the afternoon?
Yes.
But I don't think she's so keen.
Well, I like...
During school?
During school, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, but it's towards the end of school, it's fine.
Yeah, but in art I can understand, but not like history or one where you have to like...
Well, that's what they're negotiating. At the moment, I think they're allowed to do it in art and RE.
Yeah, because you don't, like, RE is a weird one to have us on in, I think.
Well, they often do meditation. I kind of like that there's a whole class full of people meditating to
what,
this.
What, to Chris Brown, turn up the music? I like that. Yeah, I mean, obviously you'll be finished school for our last hour between 3 and 4, so there's no excuse to listen then. But just do a petition and badger your teachers to get them to listen to the whole show. Might not happen. Becky, what's going on with you and your feet?
Oh, I've had an incident with buying the wrong size shoes. It's too boring to explain, but I now know. And Gary Pounder, who works at Radio 1, laughed me out of the room. Apparently, I'm the only person that doesn't know that a men's 7 is different to a woman's 7.
Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know this.
Well, apparently. So I've, having bought these particular trainers the last 2 times, is I have bought the same trainers in exactly the same colour twice before. Both 7. Now, these 7s do not fit at all. My feet are hanging off the back, out the back.
Oh, far too tight.
Yeah.
Are they the ones you ran in?
It's not that funny. I bought the wrong size shoes.
There's nothing worse than hanging out the back, is there?
Oh, it's really painful.
Awful. Well,
so can you buy me some new shoes, please?
All right, I knew that was coming. That's all the rage now. Wear your shoes a size too small.
Is it?
Joey Essex.
Yeah, but it really
stay
hurts.
Ream. Be ream.
How is a 7 not a 7? I don't understand.
Oh, I love you. You must have a terrible trouble when you go abroad. 42? What's this?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Loads of people listen to us at school already. Alice and Nottingham. I listen to Radio 1 in my art class, and it's great. Make sure you do next week. We're on 1 till 4 next week. Flora's been on from Banbury. Listens all the time in AS Textiles. Loads of people listen to us at school. It's all good. Make sure you catch our new show, 1 till 4, every weekday as of next week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, yeah, new sound to Radio 1 as of next week. Well, I'm doing it for a week, 1 till 4, and then I'm going to be doing the Chris Moore show. But, yeah, that's what's normally going to happen. We're going to be on 1 till 4. A bit confusing because we're only on for a week, and then we'll be doing 2 weeks of the Moyle show. But you'll get used to it. Please keep up.
I can't think that far ahead anyway.
I know.
Just tell me about next week.
Yeah, next week we're on 1 till 4.
Then we'll worry about week after that.
And some people are like, where's Greg going? Greg's going to be on this show every day between 4 and 7, starting next week. Brand new show. And be nice to Greg, please. You know, he's taking over a new show. I know you'll be nice because you are lovely listeners, but just make sure you're extra nice to him.
Is he still going to have movies and stuff?
Yeah, that's still on.
And is he going to still have the official chart update?
Oh, yes. All that's still going to be on, just at the different time of 4 till 7. And we'll be doing Innuendo Bingo and Dear Scott and all the stuff that you love between 1 and 4 every day. It's quite simple, really. Am I the only one that put suntan lotion on myself today just to smell of holiday? I did. Chris, no?
No.
You should. I was slathering myself in it all weekend, wasn't I, in Torquay? Mm. I was. We should talk about your T-shirts in a minute. We went to the hotel in Torquay, the one off the telly at the weekend, and Chris had shirts made. I know that's not surprising, but when you actually see them turn up in them, it's a whole different thing. What was the slogan? Not the second slogan. You should have seen what they wrote about Babacoom. What was the first one?
Yeah, because you got really embarrassed. You wouldn't
yes,
join
because
in.
You turned up at a quite nice pub with these four lads turned up with these T-shirts, really inappropriate wording on them to do with Babacoom, which is a place in Devon. The first one's not so bad. We're here to
booze, not snooze. Yeah, that was a good
obviously
one.
Ironic.
Yeah,
but even so.
And also, it was Lads on Tour Key. Get it?
Lads on Tour Key, and then at the bottom,
Costa del Lol. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. I didn't wear one myself. The West Country Police are here now. It's fine. She was in the loo a minute ago.
No, I went to the loo, and all I can hear you talking about
health
is...
and safety.
Babacoom. And I'm like, do they mean Babacoom?
Babacoom. Coom?
No. Just normal. Babacoom.
Babacoom.
Babacoom. That's what we...
No.
He asked a taxi driver, and he understood.
Babacoom.
Come. Babacoom. Babacoom. Babacoom.
In a way, it sounds so weird.
Sounds
say
stupid
it.
Now. Babacoom, babacoom, babacoom.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills. Tonight, me and Chris are going to try something out, which we've never done before.
Right.
But it could be our new gimmick.
Mm. OMG.
And we are going to do it in my house later.
Okay.
After I've seen a film. We've got to see a film first. Why not reveal what it is?
We think that we can cook fish by putting it in the dishwasher, and it could be our new big thing. It could be like the thing that when you go and come dine with me, Scott, yeah, if you ever do that, that he could actually do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you done it before?
No, but I think you can.
Yeah. Someone told me at the weekend that if you put it in the dishwasher...
It has to go on the top shelf on the bit where, like, a little...
Yeah.
Yeah, put it in.
If you put it in, it'll... turn out the luscious fish you've ever had in your life. There are many videos on YouTube about this. Mm. So that's what we're trying tonight. We're going to get some white fish and then just... What temperature do I put it on?
Dishwasher salmon.
Yeah, it's several different settings. I've got like your 30 degree kind of quick wash.
Yeah.
And then I've got like 60, 70 degrees. But then I've got intensive, which is like maybe 80 degrees. Is that too hot?
I'm just... Do not attempt to cook a whole fish.
Why?
You need to run the salmon through the entire wash and dry cycle.
That's all right. Can I have some plates in there and stuff as well?
That's a long time. You're cooking the salmon for a long time.
How long?
Well, that's over an hour. You could put it in the oven in foil in 20 minutes and it would be done.
Yeah, I could also put it in a frying pan and do that. But it takes the fun out of it.
Yeah.
It's not as much fun. It's a massive gimmick.
I think we can throw a boiling the bag rice in there as well.
Yeah.
Just to get that going.
What, I might take that hanging lemon thing out that I've got, or yeah, will that add more flavour?
Well, it might add a bit of zest. But the thing is, so you're not wasting electricity and water. You're going to have to do it on an actual cycle, like putting all the other dirty dishes as well. Otherwise, you're just wasting a cycle, aren't you?
Okay.
So what, so if you might end up with some
dirty stuff on the bottom, mm-hmm, and then just the fish on the top, the fish.
Cups and glasses could probably go on the top if there's not too much.
Okay. But then you know that bit where you open it up after it's just finished?
Yeah.
So instead of steam, it'll just be fishy steam.
Yeah.
Oh.
That'll be lush.
I'm going to quite like that.
I quite like it.
I then want to try hair drying a steak. I think that could be a good laugh as well, see if that works.
You can also do that, apparently.
Can you?
Yeah, look that up as well, could you?
What on earth were you two doing earlier in the office?
No, we were just talking about it at the weekend, weren't we?
Yeah, we were just trying to work out if it was possible to, like, say, cook a pizza.
Can you tumble dry a pizza?
Yeah, in the tumble dryer.
I know you can make a chocolate cake in the microwave in 5 minutes, so that's lush.
Nah.
The thing is, you don't want to know that sort of thing, because then you just think, oh, I really want chocolate cake. 5 minutes later, you've got one. At least with yours, it's not going to lead to, like, massive weight gain, because you've got to sit there for, like, an hour and a half waiting for the dishwasher to do its thing.
But that's a microwave. It's a conventional cooking
tool.
Hair-dried
steak.
I think if you want it... I mean, if you're kind of medium to well-done kind of person, then the hairdryer is not for you. Mm. But I think that maybe if you want it rare... What about a trouser press, we're just thinking? What could you do in that?
Do you have one?
I used to have one, yeah.
I love that.
I don't know, actually, I don't know where that came from, but it was in my house for ages when I used to live in my old place, and it did look like one off of hotels.
Do you reckon you can iron a sausage?
Okay, what's the point of that, please? Because we want something to eat. I don't want to iron something.
It depends if you ever want to use the, like, gadget again.
Yeah.
Like, if you iron a sausage, I've no doubt that you could probably iron a sausage, but whether you then want to iron your top... I don't know.
Yeah.
It'd be great on Come Dine With Me, though, won't it?
What, ironing a sausage? No, not so much.
You could be like the new Heston Blumenthal.
Yes.
Yes! Any ideas what I could put in a trouser press, anybody? Then let me know. If you ever tried to hairdry a steak, I mean, if you like it blue, I think that's probably fine.
Mm.
Don't try that, though, unless... until we completely check it out as being safe, because I don't want you to poison yourself.
Have you done eggs on your bonnet of your car yet, or is that too 90s?
That is quite that is quite 90s.
I'm just thinking of all the different things you can cook in different places.
And also, you know when I'm doing the fish?
Boiled eggs in kettles, that's like...
Yeah,
obvious.
Standard. You know when I'm doing the fish?
Yeah.
Should I crumble the dishwasher tablet across the top?
No!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Can I just say about...
Yeah, oh, is this going to be health and safety?
It is. It is. I'm going to be straight. We're not doing any responsibility for any gadgets or devices that are broken as a result of putting foods that... if they're not normally meant for cooking...
Sure.
Don't use them for cooking.
For
and
instance,
also, don't expect them to work again. And also, don't expect to be able to go to work the next day because you'll probably get sick. If you iron a chicken, it's not going to cook the whole way through, is it?
I mean, yeah, you've got
seriously.
To be careful, with, especially with chicken. I mean, even in a pan, I make sure that chicken is cooked, you know? Don't iron a chicken breast.
And also, if you put bacon through your laminator, like Gemma and Rich from Burnham did,
no.
I'm not surprised it didn't work again.
No, but I was thinking, tomorrow morning, if we have the... if we have the dishwasher fish tonight, tomorrow morning, if you want to stay, like it's quite long to get back to where you live, isn't it?
Yeah, can do.
Stay in the spare room. And then tomorrow morning, we'll have eggs, which I'll do in the microwave standard. But then also, we'll have some bacon, which I can put in my hair straighteners. Because apparently it goes well crispy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I know I'm a bit late on this, but I finally got to watch The Voice last night. You love it, don't you?
I not love it, but I do really like it compared to like X Factor and stuff.
Yeah, I liked it.
Not a fan?
No, I do like it,
yeah.
And I think I'll grow to love it more, because they're actually all quite good. And I'm kind of bored of that whole, oh, here comes a bad person doing an audition. However, Danny from The Script needs to grow some. Stop looking at everybody else before you turn round. Have you seen it, Chris?
I've seen a bit of it.
A little bit, yeah. Like, he just looks at everyone else before he even makes a decision.
I thought that was his gimmick.
No, it's annoying. Like, just look straight ahead. They shouldn't even be able to see the other coaches, I don't think. Because then they all kind of egg each other on, going, go on, you do it, you do it, go on, you do it, go on, you do it. Tom Jones is amazing on it. He's going to be the star of that show. I quite like it when he turns around in the chair, it's quite Bond-esque, you know what I mean? They just need to, next time they need to have him like with stroking a white cat.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm the voice. Also, I strive to be that colour when I'm his age.
I was going to say, he must be one of your tan idols.
Yeah, he definitely is. Like, it's gone way past even being, like, mahogany now. It's just permanently there. That's what I want when I'm 65. Definitely.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Sad times, everyone. It's time for the penultimate 24 years at the tap end. In this current series... penultimate means second to last. And it's been an emotional journey.
It has, but there's no plans for a second series yet, is there? Is it confirmed?
Are you going Alan Partridge?
Give me a second series. Smell my cheese.
I would like to bring it back between 1 and 4 on our new show, which starts next week. Not immediately.
Yeah.
All the good stuff goes off for the summer and then comes back in the autumn.
Yeah, how about we give you the summer to try and remember more stuff? If you need to, you might need to get some kind of hypnotherapy lessons.
I think I'm going to have to, yeah.
Every good show must have a break to make people realise what they miss. Same with your autobiography.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough, yeah. Why not?
So the last one will be on Thursday afternoon, and it will be coming back on our new show, 1 Till 4. We'll let you know when. Are you really struggling to remember stuff?
I'm really struggling now, actually, because it's been going on how many months? 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of time at the tap end, and I need some hypnotherapy or something just to get it all back.
Okay, so for the second to last tap end, where are we heading?
We're going to the 21st year, I think, at the tap end, if you're keen.
I am keen. I'm a keeno.
Becky?
Ready.
I'm ready.
Ready.
The lads had all agreed that this would be the last one. We were becoming veterans in this game, and although we had already invested heavily into the local economies of several 18 to 30s resorts, there was only one more we were all keen to do. Falaraki. These holidays had become a yearly event since our debut in Malia, but we liked the look of Falaraki given its history. I even remembered seeing a few episodes of Club Reps that was filmed there. It clearly had culture.
I thought you were going to say some amazing stuff about Greek mythology then.
No, I just thought it had a fantastic history because of that Club Rep show. A bit like when it was good going to the hotel at the weekend because it was the hotel on TV.
True.
So this was like going to the set of Club Reps. We had decided to do things a bit differently this time. The problem with the Malia holiday was that Chinese Dave had organised the flights and accommodation, and our hotel in Malia was almost too nice for what we needed it for. He had got a good deal there, so the hotel was filled with families, and it was a small cab ride into town. The food was incredible, and there was even a tennis court. The downside to all this was that there wasn't many groups of girls, and you had to behave as the hotel had a team of security ensuring order. We didn't need any of this hotel's many facilities or perks, and although Kavos was slightly better suited, we still thought there were better, or worse depending on your point of view, but generally more suited hotels out there.
Less furniture, you're basically saying?
Yeah, we just needed everything to be worse, so that young people were there.
Like that hotel in the Inbetweeners?
Yes,
that's
exactly
what you wanted?
Yeah.
And what you got was a good night's sleep?
What we got was 4-star when we needed 2.
If that.
And that was annoying. It made sense that Johan and Sir Dossa took control of the Falaraki holiday, and they found a place within walking distance from the town centre that was cheap. And also, the reviews were bad enough that we didn't believe that it was a family-friendly hotel. It was perfect. I found some reviews of the hotel, many in French, but choice phrases include dirty shower with dirty food, I regret my time, and also an English one which reads, families should avoid at all costs.
Perfect.
I also found another couple, one titled Do Not Stay Here, and choice phrases from that. It was dark, smelly, and looked as if it was from the 1980s. Another phrase, we were joined by cockroaches. Another one was in Spanish, I think it is, horrendo. Which the translator thing I found on the internet says horrid. And their one went on to translate to, the structure is very poor, dilapidated, old and dirty rooms, ?
So you looked for the worst reviews of all hotels in the area.
Oh yes, this was great.
And thought, this is the one for us lads.
Yeah, exactly. At the time of booking, we assumed this must be the hotel that all the young people must go to. On arrival, though, we almost immediately began to see the error of this line of thinking. We were greeted by a fat Greek, who demanded we handed over our passports. Not knowing any better, we obliged. I now know legally he shouldn't have done this. And we did steal them back later in the holiday, so that was all good. Our rooms slept 4 to a room, with the bathroom more like a small section as part of the room. This wasn't so bad at first, but as illness would set in later in the week, a few of the lads decided to start sleeping on the sun lounges outside instead. It also became apparent the next day that the only other people staying in the small hotel was 2 other elderly couples who claimed to have been going there all their life and 2 foreigners. We had to stay positive, though, and hoped that a bus full of girls would turn up later in the week.
But it was horrendo,
as the
review suggested.
It was horrendo. Nights out were fun, but what made this place great was the separation of the 2 main roads in the strip, Bar Street and Club Street. We took full advantage and even paid a tenner one night to see DJ Luck and MC Neat.
Did they do Piano Loco?
And
with
a little bit of luck.
Yeah, surprise.
Tune. Banger.
Any others? No.
Also, I wasn't convinced it was Luck and Neat actually there, because I'm not sure what they look like.
Right, here's the thing. I think this happens a lot with bands who play, especially in abroad gigs.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes some other people turn up.
Well, you did it last year in Kavos, didn't you? Didn't Gary Lucy go in your place?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretend to be you. They put your name on the poster and then he turns up.
I do think it happens where it's like, no one's going to know if that's not DJ Luck. Send him out.
Can I just say, though, for legal reasons, we have to say that we have no evidence that DJ Luck and MC Neat weren't at the club that night.
Health and safety.
Health and safety.
OK, Chris can say what he wants, but I would like to point out that I've got nothing to do with this.
Imagine being sued by DJ Luck.
Well, it's going to be Chris's future, isn't it? Not mine. I've done my little...
Imagine the solicitor's letter, MC Neat versus Chris Stark. He'd take you to the cleaners, mate.
Would he?
He's still doing those gigs.
Would I need a little bit of luck?
He's considerably richer than you.
We have bought a new member on this holiday named Johnny, but nicknamed Disco Inferno. He always wore tight black trousers and black sleeveless top. I think it was like his gimmick.
Right.
Just what he wore every night.
Sounds lush.
He turned out to be an interesting character, but was a bit of a liability. He usually went missing late into the evening and would just appear in the room the next morning. One night with cuts and bruises, one night with no clothes on, and one night he brought back a dog.
I wasn't expecting that.
We got fined for this.
Why did he bring a dog?
We got fined for this, with the hotel claiming that although animals were allowed at the hotel, technically he had brought back a guest.
What? But you can't bill them for a guest. That's like when I got charged on the tube for taking my Anna Kournikova cutout home. Just because it was life-size, it was going to take up the space of a person, I had to buy her a ticket.
That's a good point.
Do you think the same would apply on a plane?
Yeah, I think it would. If you needed a seat...
Well, so if I took my cardboard cutout of Gareth Gates that I used to have back in the day...
I think it's like when they charge fat people for two seats.
Yeah.
If you want to sit next to the cutout, that's taking a seat, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Might be cheaper to put him in excess baggage if you want to take him with you next time. Where do you normally go with him? You've never mentioned him before. Does he go on all your holidays?
No, he's in my mum's shed now. I haven't got him
out
for a while.
Doesn't go to Dubai with you?
No, I haven't taken him anywhere for a while, no.
I would have loved to have seen that, you and Gareth getting on the plane, walking back through arrivals, just you in a cardboard cutout of Gareth Gates.
Collecting our bags at Terminal 4.
Both with sunglasses on so as not to draw attention to yourselves.
Yeah, me with the tan, him not so much.
They had our passports, so we couldn't complain. To save on money, the breakfast included in our holiday package became essential. Most mornings we would stroll back to the hotel at 6-ish, after a night out, so that the hotel had to feed us. This annoyed them, and they even tried to claim one night that breakfast would only be given if we'd been sleeping.
I like that.
There was no way we were letting them take our breakfast from us, and we stood our ground on the issue. Usually after breakfast, we would go to sleep, waking up around 4 or 5pm, ready for the next night's fun.
Completely missing any sun.
A week of this took its toll. And one weekend, the boys were in bad shape and low on money.
Did you come back pale on them when you left?
Yeah. I've been on nights.
You basically had done a night shift.
Yes,
love that.
Yes.
So many people do that.
I knew it was up to me to get the lads back on form. We gathered around the pool on the afternoon before we were due to go home. And I looked each lad in the eye as I told them all that we were better than this. We should not be defeated. There was a hero if they looked inside themselves. I snapped back the rim pull on my tin of Methos, stood up and shouted, "I am Spartacus," and downed it. One at a time, the lads rose and did the same. I was proud of them all. I stormed over to the small hotel reception and took back our passports. That night, we went for it. Our queen would have been proud. Sir Dosser even pulled a girl. And so did Chazza, but Dan Broadley found a photo on the plane home that raised questions as to whether she was definitely a girl. I can't see it myself, but she did have a strong jawline. I've got the picture here.
Have you?
Yeah.
Put this in the book.
Have a look.
Okay, so this is the night they met?
Yeah.
Obviously. They probably didn't have more than one.
Should we see what Becky's? So.
I'm not convinced.
Let me have a look.
Becky will know.
Yeah. Better for you to judge.
That is definitely a girl.
You can confirm that.
100%.
Right, I'll let him know.
Yeah, just text Chazza and let him know.
No, because that'll just be a weight off his mind.
Will it?
Yeah. Falaraki was done, and I learnt that on holiday, it's better to stay in a nice hotel if given the option. Don't hand over your passports, and don't bring dogs back to your hotel room without prior permission from the hotel owners. I also learnt that DJ Luck and MC Neats, A Little Bit of Luck, is an absolute tune.
There's a hero. If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer. If you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away. And then a hero comes along with the
fitting end, I think, to tonight's 24 years at the Tap End. That's Wing there with Hero. Not heard from Wing for a while, have we?
I really wish that Wing had done a cover of A Little Bit of Luck, because that would have just fitted even better.
Tiny, 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 whoa!
She'd be brilliant rapping. She'd be so good. Why does she only do ballads?
Like, she needs to get on the UKG. Oh, so it's the last Tap End for a while on Thursday. Do you know what? Without getting too kind of like weird and emotional, if anything sums up my long time on this show between 4 and 7, one of the main things would be Wing. It was one of my finest and most brilliant moments. Remember when we met her at the airport?
Yeah.
If you haven't been listening to this show for long, Wing is a Chinese singer who lives in New Zealand, who does have a whole episode of South Park dedicated to her, which is how we first found her, I think. And they repeat that on Comedy Central all the time. It was on the other night. Loads of people tweeted me about it. But she's really sweet. And one of the best things that we ever did was bring Wing to Radio 1's Big Weekend. And she played the In New Music We Trust area,
you
I think.
You paid like $2,500 of your own money to fly her over here.
From New Zealand.
It was incredible. We waited for her at the airport. She was almost sick on the limo here.
Yeah, we got her a limo. We got balloons. But unfortunately, she's not young, Wing. And I paid for the cheapest flight possible, so she had to change about five times.
She didn't even have a stopover.
What?
You didn't even pay for her to have a stopover.
Like. Oh no, she was on and off that plane, and then surprisingly in the limo, when she finally got to London after her 8 stops, stopped all over the place. She was like Singapore, then Middle East, various places in Europe.
She was in Dublin for ages.
It's not even on the way.
I'm not a cheapskate, are you?
I know. Sorry, Wing. But surprisingly, she was nearly sick in the limo. Oh, I don't feel too good. Is that her actual phrase?
Yeah.
You know, when people are swallowing so much, like, oh, I'm not going to be sick. That was such a weekend. And I just remember with loads of banners, all the listeners with banners on going, Wing, Wing, Wing. And me and Kelly Osbourne swaying in time to a beautiful rendition of Dancing Queen by ABBA. Those were some of the best times we've had.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Are you ready for bingo? Bring it.
Two people. Two cups of water. One bin. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, so this is the last time you will hear Innuendo Bingo at this time if you're on your way home, but it moves to the new show 1 till 4, so don't worry about it. If you can't listen live, there's always a free download which continues every day. So it's not the end of Innuendo Bingo in any way, we're just moving it to a different time.
Have we got a bigger budget on the new show? Just for personal reasons, Chris needs some new jeans or a cricket box because I can see it all this week.
Seriously, the hole is getting bigger, isn't it?
The ones where the crotch is like, it's not a good look. I can't look.
Right. Okay. Would you want to buy him a new pair of jeans? Is that
yes,
what you're saying?
If you could, please. Yeah, that would be good.
Hello, Bethany Hardy, who is ready and home alone and feels a bit sad that she's playing on her own. No, playing on your own is sometimes the best, I think, for Innuendo Bingo. Also, I've got Peter, who's playing with his mate Luke, and David in Southampton, who is playing along to Innuendo Bingo. And obviously, lots of people will be hearing this on the free download. So hello, wherever you are, playing Innuendo Bingo in the world. Some people from Australia emailed me earlier saying they were listening on the podcast and they played along in Perth. Okay, so we've got loads of bingo here. Are we keen and ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Ready.
All right, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. No protection today, just your normal clothes. Stop it. Come on. Nice gulp of water, please. Come on, this is the last one at this time, so let's make it big, big gulps. Mm. Big gulps of water. All right, here we go. So, the first one, sent in by Adam, one of our listeners. Thank you, Adam. And it's from Simon Mayo's show on BBC Radio 2. Here we go. Water, and aim it at the bin, not at each other. Play fair. Here we go.
Wisdom of the day, what have you learnt in the last 24 hours? Martin says, I have learnt never, ever, ever stick your finger in a woodpecker's hole. Well, you would think the clue is that there's a finger. But yes, but they've got a big beak, and that's
not very good.
But it would be tempting, wouldn't it?
Oh, I love him.
Who's that guy at the end?
Did we both spit then? I missed that.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you, Simon Mayo.
Wisdom of the day. What have you learnt in the last 24 hours? Martin says, I have learnt never, ever, ever stick your finger in a woodpecker's hole.
Oh no, Chris! Chris is already for the next one. See, I might replay some of them. So
I know,
you just need to...
Oh no!
I've learnt not to take it until you say ready.
All right.
Why would you say that?
Why would you say that on this feature?
Should do anything for a bourbon.
That went straight in his face.
He shouldn't have said it then.
Oh, no, I'm so
already. I mean, he played
some
one.
Clothes on. Don't do it and just
don't look.
Okay, right. Water, please.
I'm going to cup it. Oh, Peggy, this isn't on.
It's flying
he's
across the room.
He's actually sat there like he's someone's about to take a penalty.
Oh, oh no!
Very wet in the crotch area.
Whatever the word is.
Okay.
I would like it if there was a wall when people took penalties, though.
I would.
Just to jazz right. It up a bit.
Here we go. Water, please. Mm. More water, please, Becky. You run out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You ready to take it if I say ready? Come on. Here it is. It's Radio 2 again, and it's Annika Rice's show, spotted by Francis and Alison and Lucy. Here we go.
I like a good
can
sausage.
Can you tell the difference? Yeah. Can I feed you what I would like
yeah,
to?
Yeah, I'm liking
because
it.
Because it's I'm going to feed you my sausage. There we go.
Okay.
Slowly.
It's gone in. It's delicious.
Who knew that was happening so early on a weekend on Radio 2? Who's whitest at the moment? Definitely Chris. Okay. More water, please. This one's spotted by Jason. Thank you for the innuendo bingo, Jason. And it's from the BBC's Global News podcast. Make sure you've got big gulps, yes? Mm-hmm. Big things. Mm. Here we go.
You have to shake it.
Mm.
There you go. They're doing it right.
Okay.
Oh, we have all of that. Noises. Sucking noises. Okay. Don't take too long. The news is coming.
What is that?
See if you can make your way all the way through this one, please. Come on. It's the last one this time. Here you go.
You have to shake it.
Mm.
There you go. They're doing it right.
Okay.
Oh, we have all of that. Noises, sucking noises. Great. Don't take too long. The news is coming.
Okay, I've swallowed it.
Ah, very good.
I didn't have anywhere to spit it. So.
Oh, well, let's not spit it.
No. There we are.
What is that from?
It's a Global News podcast from the BBC.
Their download stats might go up quite considerably after that little advert.
Subscribe. Rob Wilcox, one of our listeners, listening to Tony Livesey on 5 Live. Love him. Good show, that.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
James T. Harris, a conservative talk show host in Arizona and a Tea Party member, joins us. Hello, James.
How you doing?
I'm all right. And Democrat strategist Hank Shankoff is here as well. Hello, Hank.
That's not even one.
That isn't one. That's just someone's
name. That's someone's
name. I want to be called Hank Shankoff.
Hello, Chris.
Chris is already on the Depol website.
Come on. More water. Come on, we've got to get on with this.
Push him along, Tony.
Come on. Poor Chris.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Spit, Becky.
Here we go.
Don't.
Hank Shankoff.
All right, come on, get it together.
It's so embarrassing when you do it and there isn't even one.
Oh, no, it's gone through.
That'll teach you. You should have worn trunks.
Okay, that's a good idea. Maybe we'll bring that one to four.
We're not doing it in
yeah, we could
swimwear.
Do summer version, speedo
We're
version.
Not.
Okay, back to Annika Rice on Radio 2. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Show me that.
Yeah. that doesn't feel like my normal sausage. Mm-hmm. My normal sausage, you bite through, there's a slight tug at the skin. And this has been a soft experience.
Wow. Really in-depth sausage talk on Radio 2 early in Saturday mornings.
Oh, you didn't get that with Zoe Ball, did you?
Did not. Okay, good. And next, more water, please. Mm-hmm. Got some more. Mm-hmm. And this is spotted by James in Nuneaton. All good? Mm-hmm. It's from the Archers.
Mm. You're back early.
Hello, love. Yeah, managed to shave a whole 10 minutes off my previous best.
You must have. I haven't long finished milking myself.
I think the Archers are doing it on purpose now. Hello to Emily in Cumbria.
This is going to be sick.
Emily in Cumbria, who says, I love this game. Sam in London.
Sorry.
Playing along. Josh in Edinburgh says, Innuendo Bingo is a great way to hydrate. Okay. Ready? Here we go.
I haven't long finished milking myself.
Oh, God, no, don't be sick. No, no, not again, not again. She hates it. It's her worst thing.
I'm all right.
Oh. Right, can we... Should we get on with this? Oh. Okay, more water, please. Come on.
Yeah.
Ready?
Ready.
Push him along, Tony. Here we go.
Right, here's the next one going in.
Oh. Annika Rice again on Radio 2 there. Still on about the blooming sausages. What was that? 10 seconds later, delayed reaction.
How much more have we got to take?
Yeah, a couple more. Okay. All right. Loads of our listeners spotted this one. Ready?
Here we go. Out you go.
How is that still... How is that still happening?
Out you go.
You can't even get past out you go.
Cut it on the second time.
Out you go. That's it, yeah. Push him along, Tony. Go on, pigs. And you, straggle across.
Nice bunch of wieners, Neil.
Only the best for Bridge Farm.
We're going to have to wiener ourselves off this at some point because we can't keep playing it. Right, one more. Thanks if you played along tonight. Let us know how you did on 81199. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Hank Shankoff.
Ah! In the face! Right in the face. And that was Tuesday night's Innuendo Bingo. It returns next week. We'll let you know when. I know you can't. No, you're not going to remember. But we're on 1 till 4 starting next week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
By the way, I tweeted this earlier, but you might want to know. On Monday night, if you're a fan of 1D, make sure you're listening to Radio 1, because Radio 1 Stories, hosted by me, is the story of One Direction in America. Now, I've got to say, obviously, access to One Direction is getting harder and harder as they get bigger and bigger globally. But we have got absolute unparalleled access, stuff that you would never have heard them do before. How many bodyguards they've got. And also the various vitamins they now have to take. And like all the crazy stuff that's been happening behind the scenes in New York and Los Angeles and their whole tour of America. It's between 9 and 10 on Monday night. So if you're a fan of 1D... tell your mates, it's the story of One Direction in America, hosted by me, 9 till 10, after Zayn, and that is on Monday night, the 2nd of April, same day that we start our new show. Make sure you're listening next week. All the stuff that you like will be on there, including Dear Scott, the Posh Radio 4 lady. We haven't binned her off, have we? She's still on. Thank God. It would be awful to find out like this, wouldn't it? You're still on, PR4LF, if you're listening. And also Innuendo Bingo. And the last 24 years at the tap end, for now, will be on Thursday evening. Thursday evening, the last one for now, because Chris, frankly, is struggling to remember parts of his own life. So we're going to book him in for some hypnotherapy lessons, or maybe just some therapy. And then, like all good shows do and all good books, you know, you've got to have a rest. So that'll be back, I reckon, after the summer. We'll bring back 24 Years at the Tap End. Just remember stuff, yeah?
Sorry.
Our new show, 1 to 4, starts next week.
BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.